Hi there. Thanks for the introduction to Seth. Thanks for accepting the talk, and thanks for organizing this whole thing. I'll talk about GNUCAP. We've got this project on Verilog AMS, which is running for a couple of months, 2 years now maybe, funded by NLNet. Al Davis couldn't come. His flight was canceled. But anyway, his input is in this talk as well. And give a quick overview of what GNUCAP actually is. It's a circuit simulator from back in the days when circuit simulation tools were kind of soaring and then kind of diffused into companies and were no longer being talked about much. It was put under a GPL license basically to evade license issues. In 2000, when it was also around, when it was also renamed to GNUCAP, and there was some refactoring in progress later on. Importantly, the move to plugins, which allows everyone to use it for their own applications. It was originally running on Game Boy-style CPUs, which existed back then, and it outpaced the common alternatives, which needed quite big machines. The devices, algorithms, languages are now plugins, so if you have other devices than we have, you just add them. If you have other algorithms, just add them. And the whole thing is a small library, and basically everything is a plugin. So, And simulation-wise, we are past SPICE. We do mixed techniques for fast analog. That means we don't use co-simulation techniques that we have heard about today. And we have a single engine mixed signal simulator, as known from some commercial product. And ModelGen is the model compiler that fits this bill, and that has seen a revamp to the ModelGen area of things within this project. So on GNUCAP, so the project we are working on has this GNUCAP on one side and the ModelGen model compiler on the other side, and they obviously need to interact and fit each other some ways. And lots of work in the digital domain and mixed domain had to be revamped, and algorithm had to be adjusted to make it happen. And the stuff that drifted apart, we have seen Verilog 95, which is in wide use for digital simulation. And there's analog simulation around as well, mainly SPICE, but some others. And there's some middle ground that's not covered very well. And these standards that we are using kind of explains how to implement that, how to map, how to standardize this stuff. We've defined a schematic interchange format, which means we can store a schematic in a way that other tools can use and reuse it. I give examples later. The work in progress is on similar formats for layout and PCB design, which means we want to store the relevant stuff in a file attached to the circuit so we can actually do more advanced stuff in the end. The whole SPICE is part of Verilog AMS. The standard says SPICE remains accessible. Verilog A defines ways to use SPICE in these Verilog stuff, Verilog models. And GNUCAP also has the option to use the native C implementations from the early days until SPICE 45. Probably, so we just use the code and wrap it and run it and see what does it do differently between versions. So we don't need to re-implement that. We need a source language because any two tools use different languages for doing very basic stuff, and especially the in-between here. And standards define the best practice for the exchange. And why these standards? Because so many people are behind it, and because it's working in industry, as everyone can see. So we are not doing system Verilog yet, but we have areas where that would really be helpful, because there are new ideas in system Verilog that make it easier. So I've just put some characteristics on this slide, the way I understand stuff. And on the GNUcap column here, you mainly see plugins everywhere. That means if it doesn't work the way we do, and you can do better, you plug it in or plug in something else, and it might work better, and then you show us. So we don't have this problem of maintaining 15 different ideas for doing one thing. And these tables have kind of, it's more of a, I don't know, that's the way people present stuff. And I can say the latest stuff we did last year was making the solvers pluggable, so we don't need to have this built-in solver which had problems. I have a much faster solver. I don't want it to be standard. I want to experiment with it. It's there for you. You can load it if you want. You don't need to load it if you don't want. And it's just doing LU decomposition. And everything else is also plugins. So the model compiler is similar situation. It's the other part of the the other side of the coin. So we generate C++ code. We compile it. We do it. This has been ongoing since